right, so I'm just going to tell you guys a little bit about who we are as Unique Kids Ministry. So we started this adventure 7 years ago, December 1st. So this year we just started our seventh year into this. Prior to this, I was a youth pastor. I loved it. I had amazing teenagers. I took a youth group from nothing to like about a dozen in less than 3 years, which was pretty good because starting from scratch. So anyway, growing by leaps and bounds, and I loved the kids. They were amazing, and I was in charge of all the outreaches at the church, which really started stirring in my heart. And so Dan was a great help to that. He was a diesel technician, so he was big over-the-road engines, and he loved his job, and I loved what I was doing, but God started stirring. And he said, I need you guys to take what you're doing at this level and do it at this level. And we started to pray, God, what does that look like? How do we go from this to this? What do we do? What are the steps? And we started fasting, we started praying, and he started revealing to us piece by piece, and the pieces of the puzzle started pulling together. And lo and behold, Unique Kids Ministry evolved. So for 7 years now, we have been traveling the country, well, actually the world. We went international last year. And God has just been doing amazing things. We have seen kids healed. We have physical things, spiritual things. We have seen kids baptized and slain in the Spirit. We have seen hundreds, maybe thousands of dedications of kids coming to know the Lord. And so he's just been doing amazing. I know, it's been amazing 7 years. And this year we're really excited because he has blessed us with a brand new outreach trailer. And we are so excited for what that entails and what it's going to look like, because that means that we can go into more city parks, into more places besides the walls of the church, which are amazing. But we kept saying, God, take us where the people are. Our prayer has always been since we started, God, send us where nobody else wants to go. Send us to the places that nobody else sees the need. Send us there. And he has sent us to some probably sketchy places, but we knew we were covered by the blood of Jesus. Because of that, we have been able to see and experience amazing things out of obedience. And so with this new outreach trailer that we have, it's ready to rock and roll, we are get to do half of our events for this summer are going to be outside of the walls of the church. They're going to be in local community parks. They're going to be maybe on the outskirts, outside of the church's walls. And so we're really excited to be able to reach those kids that aren't coming into the church. So we're excited for that. But there's a picture, I think, there with our QR code on it. Awesome. Thanks, guys. There's a QR code. You can scan that if you want to follow us through our travels. That'll connect you to like our Facebook page, our YouTube channels. We have some daily devos on there for kids that are entertaining. But you're welcome to scan that. Now, if you prefer something in your hand, which I absolutely get, you can head back to our table. We have a prayer card back there. We encourage you to stop back there, grab one of those, put it wherever you need to see it to remind you. Because like Pastor said, we appreciate prayers, a lot of them. So you can grab one of those. You can scan our card, but follow us, see what God is doing, and be praying for us as we go to all these new, exciting places. So that's a little bit about who we are as Unique Kids Ministry.
Knock, knock.
All right. Somebody was here on Sunday. All right. So on the count of three, I need a nice, big, loud who's there. Can you do that for me? Awesome. I got four that can do that. So here we go. One, two, three. Nicely done.
Normally.
Oh, normally who?
Normally I like to ring the doorbell, but I couldn't find it.
Myron, there's no doorbell, but you can come up and say hello. We would love to have you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's no doorbell. Whoa. It's okay. It's okay. What's the matter?
There's adults out there.
I know. There's a lot of adults, but it's okay. These are amazing adults, and I think they're going to enjoy you today. So come on up. Say hi. Okay. It's okay. I know you're used to the littler kids.
Yeah.
But that's okay. The adults are going to have fun with us this morning.
Okay. If you say so, Pastor
Mariah. Do trust me on that one, Myron. So everybody, okay. This is my friend Myron Berg. Myron, are you doing good this morning?
Yeah.
Have you been able to stay dry with all the rain we've had?
Yes.
Excellent. So, Myron, are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
Are you up for helping me with something this morning?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. I was hoping...
I don't see any Reese's peanut butter cups.
I don't have any with me.
Well, then what do you need my help for? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I was hoping you could help me with scripture picture this morning, not eating Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, well, yeah, I could do that too, yeah.
Are you sure?
I prefer the Reese's peanut butter cups, but I can help with scripture.
Okay. So, Myron, I think we have some new friends out here. Can you explain what our scripture picture is?
Yeah, no problem. It's when you have all those words in your Bible.
Uh-huh.
And you put pictures to them instead of words.
And then what do we do with those pictures?
Then I solve it.
Myron solves it. Can we pull that down for 1 second?
Oh, he's jumping the gun back
there. I know, they're on it. I love it. They're on it back there. All right, so Myron, I have your scripture picture here. Are you ready to see it?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so Myron, I'm going to let you study that one, and now I'm going to let the adults have another sneak peek at that one. You all right?
Don't knock the process, Pastor Mariah.
All right, I'm going to wait over here while you're doing... No. So, Myron, whatever, you good?
Yeah, I figured I'd hold it like the adults do.
Oh.
Maybe it would help.
How is it? Is it helping you?
Okay, I got it. I'm ready. Yes.
That was a new one for you.
I'm good.
Myron, whatever you think you have solved, you go and read it, and we'll see how well.
It's pretty easy, this one right here. It says four.
Good start.
We.
Excellent.
Four we, I got it. Four we pirates found good things in cans a long time ago. Yep. It's found at Aficionados 210.
Are we looking at the same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, right back there on that TV.
No, I see that one, but I'm just wondering, do you think that that's what it says? No. Is there someone who, can you help me with this? Can you help Myron, actually? Okay, so nice and loud. What do we think this actually is saying? I'll take inside. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I think I'm just going to sit down and I'll let you take over. You ready? No. Right. So for those that could not hear, what she said was, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Ephesians 2:10. Myron, are you okay? Are you...
Perfect.
Do I ask?
I was getting a prize.
Did you eat it first?
No, I cleaned it off.
Why didn't he clean it off?
There was peanut butter and chocolate.
Excellent. Can I have it?
Yeah. Well, no, you can't have it, but you can give it to her.
I was going to, but I got to dry it off since you were licking it.
Well, it's better than peanut butter and chocolate on
Maybe.
It.
All right, young lady, there you go. That is your prize. Thank you for being such a big help. So, Myron.
Yes.
Do you think that you could explain what this verse means to us right here, right now, this morning?
Oh, yeah. I can definitely do that.
Awesome.
It simply means this, Pastor Mariah. It means God makes us perfect through Jesus Christ to do good things for him.
Right. God has created us for a special plan and a special purpose.
Right.
All of us. And that verse is telling us.
Yeah.
That long like... a twinkle in our mother's eye, we had a plan and a purpose according to his will and wishes.
Exactly.
Wow, Myron, thank you so much for coming and for helping.
Yeah, no problem.
You did a fantastic job.
Hey, can I tell a joke before I go?
Are you up for a joke this morning? All right, I'm getting some yeses.
Okay, here we
All
go.
Right, okay.
Why are peppers the best at archery?
Why are the peppers the best at archery?
Archery, right. This is pretty funny. Are you ready?
Yeah. As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Because the habanero.
Oh, okay, the habanero.
It's so funny. All right. I'll see you later. All right, bye.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All right, friends. We're going to go ahead. We're going to get ready. Now, this one is going to require everybody to stand up if you're able to. I think it's one you know, because we like to do motions with kids, so we're going to ask that you try your best to follow along with the motions I'm going to lead you to do. So we'll have the words on the screen, and I'll do the motions. Are we ready for this? All right, here we go.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things, 'cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible through you. Blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible. I'm not gonna live by what I see. Not gonna live by what I see.
All right, if you can't go deep down,
come
here we
on,
go.
Deep down, I know that you're here with me. I know that you can do anything. Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you. Nothing is impossible through you. Blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
You guys are doing awesome.
I'm not gonna live by what I see. Not gonna live by what I feel.
Deep down, here we go, you ready?
Deep down, I know that you're here with me. I know that you can do anything. Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength.
Now, if you really believe what you're saying, I need some big loud I believes. Are you ready? All right, here we go.
I believe in you. I believe. I believe in you. I can do all things, 'cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible through you. Blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible. I believe, I believe. I believe, I believe in you.
You guys did awesome. You can go ahead and have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. All right.
I'm done with this. No more. No way, no how. Mm-mm.
Ricky, is that you?
Yes, Lord, it is me.
Oh, no, it's not the Lord. So not the Lord. It's just Pastor Mariah. But you sound like you're having a tough time right now.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm done being friends with that Freddy. Yep, he was my best friend, and not anymore.
Wait!
Nope.
You and Freddy have been friends for, like, ever. What happened?
Nope, I'm done with it, Pastor Mariah. We're done.
Come on up here. Come on up. But I'm not. Oh. I'm not okay with this. We're gonna work through this because I'm not okay with this.
Okay. Pastor Mariah.
Yeah.
Turn the lights on.
No.
No. Well, we're gonna do this sketch in the dark.
No, you're just.
That's gonna be awkward.
You're gonna turn around.
But turn. Yeah, you turn the. Yeah, turn the light bulbs around.
You,
they come on.
You turn around.
Me. Oh, me.
Yep. You took a left at the top. You should have taken a right.
Everybody.
Yeah, hey, there you go. This is Ricky, everybody. Did you get confused at the top of the steps again?
Yeah, you should really put arrows there.
I know. I'm still working on that.
And I made that glow in the dark kind, too. That would really help me out.
Would it now? Let's get back to the real matter at hand. What happened between you and Freddy?
Oh, you're not going to believe it, Pastor Mariah.
Try me.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty good at problem solving, so I'm...
Okay. Well, okay. So, at all... started.
Okay.
Way back whenever I was like 3.
Okay. Back then. Okay, I hear you.
Yeah. And I was playing in the playground and I saw this other boy and I was like, huh.
Yeah, you're friends now. What happened sooner?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to start at the beginning. Okay,
Let's get to the problem.
Okay. Well, so I had this idea. You know, I was praying, you know, like we're supposed to do after our devotions and stuff like that.
Right. I love that you were praying. Right.
And I got this really cool God idea.
Oh, I love
right.
ideas. God ideas.
Oh, yeah.
You got this really great God idea.
Yeah. So okay. I decided to tell my best friend in the whole, well, I should say my ex-best friend in the whole world.
Okay, so you tell Freddy.
Right.
This big God idea.
You know what Freddy said?
I'm going to guess it's not good, the way you're acting.
He called me nuts, Pastor Mariah. A crazy guy. A loon bag. I'm done with that, man. We're done. We're finished.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. You ready?
What's that?
Take a deep breath. Exhale. Sorry, I hope you brushed your teeth.
I did brush my teeth.
Okay, good. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about a story in the Bible.
Story in the Bible.
About a guy.
About a guy.
Do I have an echo?
I don't know.
About a guy who also experienced that kind of hurt.
We're going to talk about Pastor Dan?
No. Why? Pastor Dan wasn't in the Bible. He's not that
old. He has a whole book called Daniel, Pastor Mariah.
Same name, wrong person.
Oh, he's pretty old, though.
Well, yeah. Well, not that old, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so not Pastor
Dan. Not Pastor Dan.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you think? Old Testament.
Got made fun of. Old Testament. Jeremiah.
Well, Jeremiah did have a lot of trouble, but not Jeremiah.
No, not Jeremiah.
Not Jeremiah.
God
asked him to make something really, really big. Oh, okay. I got some hands down here. Can we have some help?
It's the Tower of Babel.
Tower of Babel. What do you think? Noah and the Ark. Do you remember that story, Ricky?
Noah. Yeah, I remember the story of Noah and the Ark. Yeah.
That's exactly. It's being made fun of.
Yeah, but he. But no. I don't think so. He was a really good guy.
He was an amazing guy. He loved God. He was righteous. Right. God cherished him. But you know what? The people saw him the same way that God saw him. And because he had this crazy God-sized idea, he got made fun of. Because God asked him to do what?
Build a boat.
Build an ark. Which doesn't really seem too crazy considering all the rain we've had. How many of you felt like building an ark this past week? I know around us the floodwaters were getting pretty high. Things were disappearing. But do you know why it was so crazy back then to see a guy building an ark in his backyard? Why? It had never, ever rained.
Never?
Never.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, man.
Right. Now, I know it's really hard for us to imagine coming through the tsunami season, but here he was building this gigantic ark in the backyard the size of like 3 football fields And it had never, ever rained. What's the purpose of a boat?
To float.
Right. What do you need in order to float? Water. Water. And if you don't have water to float your boat, then, like, the boat is pointless, right?
Well, yeah, unless you have one of those ones that's in your yard, you put flowers in it. That's not pointless.
Okay. So, anyways. So, no. Even though God had given him this great big vision, he'd given him this great big dream, Noah was made fun of.
Yeah.
Because the people could not see and experience. But you know what Noah did?
Well, I mean, I know he was righteous and blameless.
He was. So you know what? Noah just kept following what God asked him to do. He ignored what was being said. He put the importance on being obedient to what God was asking him, more than what others thought and felt about him. Ricky.
Pastor Ryan, I think I know what you're trying to tell me.
What am I trying to tell you?
You're trying to tell me that I need to follow through with my big God idea, take Freddie off my mailing list for Christmas cards. Yep, I got it.
No. You got half of it right. Oh. You do need to continue with the God-sized dream that he gave you.
Okay.
Absolutely, 100%. But I want you to pray about that God would open Freddie's eyes to see what he was speaking to you. Because I want that friendship to be mended, and I know God can do that.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So why not?
I think I'm going to go do that right now. If I press Mariah.
I love the idea. Okay. You go, you pray, and God will give you the answers.
Yep, no problem. All right, bye, everybody.
Bye, Fred, right? Ricky, thank you.
Way.
I know. Okay, other way, other arrow. So we're going to keep talking about that. So my message this morning is actually titled Valued. So we're going to start off in Isaiah chapter 53. We're going to read verses 2 and 3. And it says this: Who has believed the message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and we looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Lord, I just pray that your hand would be upon this service. God, let my words be your words. Use me as an open vessel to pour through today. God, let's hear from you. Amen. So, number of words in that passage that do not give you all the feels, right? So can I have a volunteer help me? I need somebody that's really strong. I mean, like, super strong. All right. Do you think you can do this? All right, come on up here. Now, I'm going to carefully walk up the stairs and stand, like, right in the middle here. Okay, you're doing great so far. Now, here comes the challenge part. Can you put this backpack on? Oh, put that on for me. Again, you're still doing really great. Can you do a push-up for me with that backpack on? Okay. Almost. We're a little tall. You can. Excellent. Okay. Fantastic. Everybody give him a big round of applause. All right. So far, you're doing okay, right? Right. There were some words in that passage that were not the nicest of words. Can I have an adult? I liked how the kids tried to raise their hands. I see you volunteering, Dad. I won't make Dad do it, though. Do I have an adult? Come on, adults. You'll come and help me? Thanks, Pastor Chris. You don't have to do push-ups. Yeah. No, I'm not going to make you do push-ups or anything. I trust you can. I really do. But I need you. Can you just stay right down here? And then I was hoping you could help me do some reading. Can you read? I think you'll be all right. So as you pull a word out, can you read it nice and loud? And then I'm going to have you come stand down here. Okay, you can jump. You'll be fine. All right, so pull a word out of my bag. You need to turn around.
Average.
Average. Put it inside the backpack.
Alone.
He asked if they were weights. Not really, but they're big sandbags.
Despised.
Is your bag getting heavier? It's not as easy as it was standing up there? You still doing okay? Okay. I think we have some more words, don't we?
Rejected.
Rejected.
Oppressed.
These words give good positive feelings.
They make me think of that scripture.
They make you think of the scripture I just read. Right. But they don't give you positive feelings. No.
Unattractive.
Okay, are you doing okay still? Are you sure? Do you think you could do a push-up right now?
Not entirely.
I don't doubt it. Okay. Rebel, look at you.
Sadness.
Are you doing okay? We're almost there.
Grief.
You doing okay still? Oh, I think this weighs more than you now.
Beaten.
Is that all of our words?
That's it.
It might weigh more than you. Well, then it weighs half as much as you. Okay, now let me. Okay, everybody give Pastor Chris a big round of applause. He did a great job. Remind me of what your name is. I'm so sorry. Gabriel. Now, would you like to walk around the rest of your life with this backpack on? Really? Would you like to go swimming with that backpack on? No. Would you like to take a shower with that backpack on? Wouldn't be that bad. But let me ask you, would that get really, really heavy? And it would get really, really tiresome, right? So how do you think we could get rid of that backpack? We could pray. We could also do the famous words of Elsa and just let it go. So go ahead, walk out from underneath that. All right, give Gabriel a big round of applause. Nicely done, Gabriel. Thank you for that. There's a lot of words in there, like I said, that don't give us all the feels. There's really positive in those. And with that backpack on, those words, like Pastor Chris said, those are the words that I just read from the scripture. Do you know who Isaiah was talking about in that verse? Who? Yes. This was a prophecy that God had given to Isaiah to tell about what was going to happen. This was the way that we as a people were going to view Jesus. You know, sometimes I forget how much Jesus was like us when he came to earth as a baby. I think of him now like when he's sitting at the right hand of his dad, of God, and he's sitting up there and he's ruling and reigning. But when he came to earth as a baby, he took on flesh. And he knew what it was like to be loved, but also to be hated like a criminal. He felt what we understand, what we went through. He understood the good and the bad, the ugly of life that it has to offer. He knew what it was like to be treated as a friend, rejected like a criminal. But here's the best part. If we don't stop at verse 3, if we keep reading, the good stuff comes. So we're going to keep reading. We're going to skip to verse 12. This, to me, is like where the good stuff is at. In verse 12, it says, I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels, and he bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. He laid all down for us. Because he spoke up for you and I, he won, right? He is victorious. And I want to encourage you today that if you're going through some really ugly stuff, don't stop. God is right there with you. He's feeling that pain that you're feeling, and he wants to encourage you to get through it. Don't stay in there and fester in it. Move through it. Seek him for the help. Seek him for the answers to get past it. And if you're saying, yeah, but man, my life is really good right now. Awesome. Keep smiling. Keep going after all that God has for you. Let him use you in this moment. Don't stop. God sees you as valuable. Jesus did not let those words that we just read about in that backpack, he didn't let them define him. He didn't let them weigh him down to the point where he wasn't able to accomplish what God was asking him to do. He still finished his plans that God had for him. He didn't let the world define him. We don't have to let the world define us. Here's a free story. It's not even in my notes. When I was in high school and a senior, and you have to go before the guidance counselor, and you, like, they sit down with you and they say, okay, what are your plans after school and this and that, and you tell them. And so I told them, I said, I'm going to go to school. I was going into ministry, and my guidance counselor looked at me completely straight-faced and said, don't plan big plans. You're not going to accomplish anything. Oh, boy is right. It was in this moment, though, that, like, I could have done one of two things, right? I could have kept listening and tuned into what he had to say and how my life was going to amount to nothing. That was option one. Option two was I can tune him out and I can trust what God had said to me. And I could do what God called me to do, not my guidance counselor. So in that moment, I tuned him out, and it was like one of those cartoon moments where you see the mouth moving, but you hear nothing happening. It was even worse than Charlie Brown with the want, want, wants. I didn't hear that. I heard nothing. Because my mind started going, but that's not right. When I was 8, and I was at the altar, and I was praying, I know that I know without a shadow of a doubt God called me. And so I'm a little defiant, and it was probably a good thing because I thought, I'm going to show you. And you know what? I applied to one school, only one, because I knew it was the one that God had said, you're going there. And so if I was going to believe that what God had called me into, I was going all in. And I did. One application, one school visit, I was accepted. Not only was I accepted, I attended and graduated. Because God's plan for me was more important than the world's plan for me. God saw value in me. He sees value in you. It's kind of like this. If you're a visual learner, I'm right there with you. So maybe this will help. All right, so what do I have here? A donut box, right? Now, let me ask you, this by itself, just in this exact form like this, is this donut box, does it have any value at all? Not really, right? It's not made of some like magical, mystical material that's so rare that you can't find it, that it's priceless. No, it's just cardboard. It maybe cost 2 cents to make, right? I could go recycle it. It's probably worth more than that than anything else, right? Right, so this box has really no value then. So let me ask you, when you hear the word value, what do you think of? Definitions, it's okay to, we can talk back here. Money, worth, gems, diamonds. This kid knows where it's at. Anybody else have a thought for worth or value? Gold, people, price? God, okay, Jesus, precious. Okay, so here we go. We're going to take a step back here. Now, remember value. Jesus accomplished all that God had asked him to, right? He didn't let those words define who he was. He didn't let them weigh him down. But you say, yeah, but it was easy for Jesus because he knew the end of the story. True. So let's talk about a man named David. Was David perfect? No. But here's what the Bible says about David. Acts 13:22. But God removed Saul and replaced him with David, a man whom God said, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after what? Your own heart? God's own heart. And I love this last sentence. He will do some of the things, most of the things, pretty close to everything. No, what will he do? Everything I want him to do. David wasn't perfect. David made mistakes. But you know what? God saw value in David. David didn't know the end of the story. He just knew how to trust God. He knew how to go after everything. And when he made mistakes, he repented and he didn't make those mistakes again. He followed God with everything he had. He had value. So value, by definition, says this. Actually, it has nothing to do with money. Is that not crazy? It doesn't mean rich or poor. Value, by definition, says this. The regard that something is held to deserve. The importance, the worth, or usefulness of something. So what has value to you may not have value to me. If it's important to you and it has purpose to you, it has value to you. So our donut box had no value until I go to the grocery store and I want to buy donuts. Does my donut box have value now? Why? Did the box change all of a sudden? North, south, east, west. Did my box change at all?
Yeah.
No. My box is still the same cardboard box, still probably cost a couple pennies to make. I still could recycle it. Why does my box have value now? Why? It can hold specifically my donuts, right? So when I go to the grocery store, I don't have to balance these donuts in the store as I walk around. I can put them in my box. They can stay nice and safe. Nothing's going to get on them because I'm certainly not going to put them in the shopping cart because who knows what has been in there, right? But now that box, because of what is inside it, now the box has value. And that's just like us. When we have Christ living in us, we have value. Ephesians 2:10, Myron tried so hard to help us with that one. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago. God gives us value. God created you as a masterpiece. A masterpiece is something of outstanding artistry, skill, or workmanship, right? It's beautiful. That's how God sees you. He sees you as beautiful. He sees you as valued. You have worth because he put everything he had into making you who you are. And he has a plan and a purpose for each one of you. So if I can have everybody just close your eyes, and if we could just play some of the instrumentals in the background, that would be awesome. If I could have everybody close your eyes, just because I don't want anybody to be distracted. Because I'm going to ask you probably what is the most important question that you will ever be asked in your lifetime. Because in order for any of this to happen, for you to have value and worth, one thing needs to happen. You need to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so here's what I'm going to ask, with every eye closed and every head bowed, if you have not done that today, if you have not taken the time to ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life, and you're saying, I want that freedom, I don't want to carry that weight around. Maybe you're here and you did it a long, long time ago, but you've taken some side paths and you know you're not on the path God has for you. So if you're in either one of those situations, I'm going to ask that you stand up so we can pray over you today. If you're ready to receive that freedom that only comes from Jesus, awesome. So we're all in the same boat. With your eyes closed still and heads bowed, I'm going to ask a second question. When you look at your heart and you look deep inside, do you see the masterpiece that God created you to be? Or do you see extra weight that you're carrying around? And this morning you're saying, you know what? I don't want these words, this weight to define me. I want to let it go. Because I want to be able to go after everything that God has planned for me, because I know it is going to be so much better. If that's you, I would love for you to come to the front so we can pray with you today. Come to the front, lay it all down, and say, God, your plan is more important than my plan. And I don't want anything to hinder me. Okay, lastly, I need every kid and teenager to line the front. Don't come up on the stairs, but I want you to line the front. Every kid, every teenager. Stay on the brown, don't come to the blue. Look, face this way. Every kid, every teenager. Every kid, every teenager. Every kid, every teenager. Line the front, face forward. Thank you, teenagers. Parents, I want you to come stand behind your kids. Parents. Parent or guardian, if you brought somebody, parent or guardian, come stand behind your kids. Now the rest of the church that wants to pray over these kids, come up. I have some specific prayers, and if you want to join in with this, you're welcome. I see parents dividing and conquering. I love it. If you want to, grandparents, if you're out there and you want to pray over some kids, if you're an aunt, a really great friend, and you want to pray over these kids, here's what we are going to pray. Because how many of us know that if we are not pouring and investing into our kids, the world is going to. And what the world has to offer is nothing but garbage. So if we as a church are not going to step up and we are not going to be willing to invest into our kids, then we might as well just go home right now. So here is what we're going to pray over these kids and these teens. We're going to pray that they would not let the world define who they are. We are going to pray that they would hear God's voice louder than anything else. We are going to pray that they hear that they are called. We are going to pray that they hear they are chosen. We're going to pray that they hear they are masterpieces. We are going to pray that as they grow older, the desire to serve the Lord would grow deeper and stronger. And just in case you forgot, there's prayer points for you. So we're going to take a few minutes right now, and I'm going to let you parents pray. Pray maybe like you have never prayed before, but pray these over this next generation. Because if we don't, the world will scoop them up, swallow them whole, and we are going to send them to hell quicker than quick. So as a church, use your voices. Let God hear your words today. Take authority over your kids' lives. Take authority over what God has blessed you with as moms, dads, aunts, uncles, and guardians. Take authority over that now so the world cannot. So pray. Thank you, God. Gloria, shante, gloria, shante. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, I pray. each one of these souls hears from you today, Father. God, they would hear your voice so loud and clear. God, call them your sons and daughters, God. Jesus, 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 pray. We pray for them, God. We lift them up before you, Father. To move like you've never moved before, God. Let them hear from you today, Father. Take authority over them. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each one of these amazing kids that are in this room, from the youngest to the well-seasoned, God. God, I pray that older generation would just be willing to just open up so freely and pour into this younger generation, God. That this generation, this younger generation would just feel your power and your presence, God. That they would hear your voice louder than the noise of the world. God, I just pray that as they go after what you have called them to be, whether it's a teacher, it's a mechanic, it's a garbage collector, whatever it is, Father, you have called them to be, God, I pray they go after it with every single thing they have in their being, knowing that that is what you have called them to do, that they have a you have a plan and a purpose for them, Father. God, I pray that they feel your presence. And that desire to go deeper in you just grows with each and every day. I pray, Father, they go after you with complete unabandonment. And just say, yes, God, I will go. I will do what you have called me to do. Because I'm trusting your plan over what the world says. God, we turn these kids over to you. I pray for the rest of the congregation, God. That as they're going about their lives, God, that you would just give them encouragement as well. That you would just speak over them and their lives. That when they're feeling tired, God, they look to you for strength and for rest. Knowing that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider of all things. We just thank you and we praise you. And all God's kids said,
amen.
Amen.